I'm sorry.
Hi,
Gail.
What's the secret? Are you going to overthrow the government? Are you keeping it quiet?
Sorry, we have a band here, by the way. Plus, we're having problems with the...
Let me go on the computer. I do it for my phone.
Hi, Gail.
You got problems?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, we're having technical problems at the moment. But yes, we're good.
What band is this?
Homebrew.
We're called Homebrew. Nice to meet you, Gail.
Is it Homebrew?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go to the top of the charts?
Oh, I hope so. You going to come with us? You could be our roadie.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know what... Well, I always say self-promotion. Ow!
Yeah!
Because I like to howl like a wolf. Ow!
We could
and
use that.
Look me up on the computer. Let me see. What will I call it? We'll stretch the imagination. We'll call it my performance art pieces.
Absolutely. That sounds like fun.
All right, thank you.
You look me up as Sweet Gail on the computer.
Sweet
you
Gail.
You haven't lived until you've seen the fat woman take off her clothes in a bar.
Yep, and on YouTube.
Wow.
Yep. So, how are you, the Sweet Gail?
Oh, my good sweet. I'm still trying to figure out how to get some jack, some money, some moolah, some cash.
I know. We are all trying to, well, we're just, me, Sarah and I are just not good at making money. We're good at working. Well, I'm good at working.
Oh, you're good at working and making other people rich?
And yes. And we're not, we're, you know what? We're just too much us and, you know, all about just living life and, I don't know, we don't.
Money
is not the end all to everything. It doesn't make you happy. It just makes life easier.
So, Gail, you're a hustler?
Is it happy to be broke and not have the necessities of life?
No, it's not.
Let alone not having a jet and a yacht and all that.
I know.
I mean,
well, you figure out how we become rich on doing this.
I told you.
Well, what would you even do with a yacht?
Crap.
Gail, what would you do with a yacht?
I don't want a yacht.
Oh, you don't want one? Okay.
Even if I wanted hundreds of millions of dollars in the lottery, I wouldn't buy myself a yacht.
I know. What would you do with
it,
though?
I don't care for the water. I don't even want to live near the ocean.
No? Where would you live?
I don't like the ocean. Well, that could be have something because I almost got drowned in the ocean. So,
ooh.
Where would I live? Where would I live?
Right?
I don't like the... And I don't want to go flying around with no plane. And I don't want to go up skiing somewhere. Did you hear about the 65-year-old guy who was an expert skier? And he ended up lost and dead.
No.
Oh, no.
These are none of the things I want to do.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
No.
You know, everyone got what they like to do. And I always figure, if you want to do something and it's not bothering anyone else, go ahead and do it.
Yes. Have you ever tried snowboarding?
Oh, my God. Snowboarding. Let's see, what was the most dangerous thing I ever did? Oh, well, I went walking in the field in Texas, and when I came back, the guy told me, don't go out in that field. There might be rattlesnakes.
Right, in Texas? Yeah.
So that was nice to know after I did it. I mean, a lot of times, if you think of it, people tell you things after.
Right.
Well.
You know? So I... You know, so what did you got? What's the big thing? Stormy Daniels. They keep saying she had an affair. What affair? Night of screwing around
with
Trump.
Right? I really...
I don't know who that is. And why do I care that she had an affair?
It's a big thing because, you know, the hush money was a violation of the money you donated for a campaign.
Oh, is this the Trump?
Trump mistress, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, yeah.
So she said... It was one night.
Gail's got
and she wasn't
know-how.
Attracted to him. She didn't want to have sex with him.
She's our weekly
but
news.
But she figured she got herself in this mess, so she went along with it.
Okay. Well, that's.
Thanks for keeping us updated, man.
Hey,
now,
Gail.
Let's talk about Roseanne.
No, we're gonna have to. Gail, we're gonna have to let you go, hon.
We'll talk about Roseanne next week, okay?
The band has got to play music.
Remember, we gotta get some money.
I know, money.
Money, green stuff.
I know. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye, Gail.
You want to actually play Hope since I wasn't...
All right. So,
sure.
Oops.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, we got our technical difficulties fixed.
Sweet.
Yep.
So, now we have actual, like, you know, feed outside of the place. But we were recording, too. What cable?
That yellow cable is important. I don't know which one it was, but...
Oh, the yellow cable? Yeah, okay.
One of those things, I don't know.
Well, so we still were recording, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm definitely going to want to re-listen to that conversation with Gail later.
All right, so...
Hidden track.
So move the microphone over to her. Yes, perfect.
Wop, bop, a loo, bop.
Here we go. Homebrew.
Well, sometimes love, it seems so easy. It'll burn in your heart like a firestorm. And other times, well, love ain't easy. That fire burns out and it ain't even warm. Well, my lady, feels as though you hate me. And I get the drift, it's time to be moving on. And I hope, find what you're looking for, cause where I'm standing, I know it ain't here. And I hope you find what you're looking for, honey, cause I'll be moving on, right on out of here. Well, I was drinking, sipping bourbon whiskey. I was sitting by myself at JJ's saloon. When you walked a lady, she looked so damn pretty. I said, hey, come on over, honey, let me buy you a couple rounds. Well, we got drinking till I got dizzy. Well, I fell off my stool and I wound up on the ground. She said, hey, I hope find what you're looking for, cause where I'm standing, I know it ain't here. Yeah, I hope you find what you're looking for, honey, cause I'll be moving on, right on out of here. Well, all you need to fix a broken heart is something to catch your eye, something that'll charge a spark. Then women, they walk that walk, oh, a little smile, gonna keep me chasing for many miles. And I hope find what we're looking for, cause where I'm standing, it might be right here. And I hope we find what we're looking for, baby, cause let's get moving on, right on out of here.
Awesome job. Give it up for Homebrew.
This I just wanted to make a shout out to Craig, our drummer, and our wonderful bass players, Nima and...
What up, Nell?
Nell. Love you. And...
Hey, and Mr. James Taylor,
Nell's
sitting at
mom,
home.
And James Taylor. I'm
hard at work.
Yep.
Sucka.
And James's mom, Teresa. And his stepdad,
and I see
Richard.
Bobby and...
Hi.
What are you gonna play for us next?
What would you like to play next, Doc?
What? Drop it.
You didn't need that, because we only got about 15 minutes.
No.
Got 15 minutes left of Afternoon Delight on Mutiny Radio.
It's called Beautiful.
Man, hold on. Let me fix these headphones.
Sorry.
Oh, well. I'll just do it like that.
Check the first
page. Hold on. I don't think I need headphones. It's all right. We'll just go blind or deaf or whatever.
We got this.
Love, like the sun does shine, baby, all the time. baby, all the time. We are dancing with the energy, honey, you and me. And smiles, they can come with tears, they can come with fears, they can come with fears. Don't let life steal your smiles, don't let the tears hide the truth. Life always gives way to life, all beautiful and new. Now the milk has soured, and I've done wrong, I've done wrong. Run to the lemon tree, gather all you see, gather all you see. And I'll get the sugar now, and everything is gonna be alright. Don't let life steal your smiles, don't let the tears hide the truth. Life always gives way to life, all beautiful and new. Da 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 da, na 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 na, na 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 na, na da 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 da, na 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 na. Love like the sun does shine, baby, all the time, baby, all the time. We are energy, honey, you and me. Can't you see? Don't let life steal your smiles, don't let the tears hide the truth. Life always gives way to life, all beautiful and new.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right.
I always like to play this song. We're missing our backup singer this time, the guy that came in off the street, remember him?
Each step of the way, you prop me up when I was weak, falling down. You saw me take flight, knew I was all right, but then you looked around. You tried to tell me in plain words, but I did not, could not hear, so I paralyzed. I could not see myself. Couldn't give you what you never said you expected. Our love became 6 years misdirected, and now I see you again. When that day came and went, and you felt a fool for all the love you spent, you knew even then what I could not see, did not know, was why you never asked. You knew I couldn't take you with me. I didn't get it. No, I couldn't take you with me in the safety where we are protect me. When it was your turn, you wouldn't let me. Now I'll never know how it could have been. So I'd like to think that you knew even then what I could not see, did not know. That's why you never asked. You didn't say goodbye. Our love became 6 years misdirected because I couldn't take you with me.
Awesome.
Lay claps. Lay claps.
Yes. Comments?
You sound like Florence Welch. It's awesome.
Who's Florence Welch?
From Florence and the Machine.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
She sings incredibly hard
Sam
songs.
Joy would appreciate that.
So here's a bit of thing today. You know, I almost dropped a house on myself today.
Ow.
Yeah, we had this tiny house roll in with a going flat tire. And they chalked it all up. They put it up on blocks. And I go out there and I start jacking this thing and putting more blocks under it. And all of a sudden the whole thing just falls. You know, and I go jumping out of the way, and I got a big old freaking gash on my ass and, like, ow, my leg and whatnot. And I thought the whole damn thing, it's 14 feet tall, is going to fall on me. And, you know, I now know what it feels like to have your ass really pucker, you know? It's like, it was like a shooting pain right through. But
so do I,
on
baby,
the way up here, you know, me and Duck were talking about how sad it would be if, you know, I was to pass, you know, and if she had to come up here and play by herself, you know? She's like, she was thinking about how the set would have gone if I was actually dead.
In our first show of the year, my kids were here, but there was also a man whose legs I broke, apparently, because he smelled me and fell off of a ladder.
Oh, crap.
And he was,
shout out to Tommy Yoke.
Shout out to Tommy. But he had a plate put into his leg. He was in the hospital. He was for days. He had like 10-hour surgery or something like that, just because he smelled me.
All right, guys.
Could have been really bad, but he's a really nice guy. He's very sweet. Shout out to Tommy.
Oh, you're so sparkly, Sarah Sparkles.
Fisty will be sparkly soon if she gets her.
So, guys,
off her toes.
We only have like 2 minutes left.
Oh, what? Shit.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes left of the show.
Excellent.
Let's use them.
Use them wisely.
You guys want to play us out?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to Afternoon Delight. Thanks to all our guests. We had Ben Deho. We had Bob. We had Fisty Christie. We had Homebrew, Matt and Ducky. And who else was here? Adriel?
Adriel.
He was shy. And yeah. And we had a call from Russell, Critter, and Gail. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and bye. Have a delightful
Thursday.
Great.
Peace.
Here's Homebrew.
Woke up this morning before the sun. I gotta get up. I gotta get the morning going. And I start early most every day. So when I get done working, I still got time to play. Today's a good day. Yeah, that's mighty true. Working off of my money, that's what a man like me can do. I love my family. Lord, you know I'd be a fool. Biz mama, no, I don't mind, no, I don't mind working for you. Sometimes I feel it way down in my bones. I gotta look up and see what's coming down. But there ain't nothing, just this blue sky above my head. A gentle breeze and an open road ahead. Today's a good day. Yeah, that's mighty true. Working hard for my money, that's what a man like me can do. You love your family,
or you know you are a fool. Little mama, no, I don't mind, no, I don't mind working for you. Got off early, grabbed my guitar and hit the road. Headed up to Mutiny, up in San Francisco. Got nothing but singing out to the night. Gonna play my guitar and get drunk tonight. Today's a good day. Yeah, yeah, and that's mighty true. Woo-hoo. Working hard for my money, that's what a man like me can do. Love my family, oh, you know I'd be a fool. A little mama, no, I don't mind, no, I don't mind working for you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Woo, Mutiny.
I think, or if I'm attacking audience members, that's a short career. Even if I was crazy enough to attack audience members, I think that I would attack audience members not laughing. Much like an office shooting where the guy shoots everybody but Karen because Karen brought him cupcakes once. But I get what he's saying. I get where he was going with that because a friend of mine who was a host of the show introduced me one time. He said, this next comic's the nicest guy. And I went, oh, this is so cool. He's going to say, tell everybody how cool I am, how funny I am. Because last week he brought me up saying, this next comic's the need a lot of laughs because I'm pretty sure he's going back to prison next week. I hadn't even got out of the seat and this woman was like, there he is right there. I got him. Like, she'd been watching me the whole show, and suddenly she was like, oh, hey, wait, we're playing a game of Where's Waldo, the convict edition? I could win a beer? There he is. So there we are, and he's saying this next comic's the nicest guy who looks like he's going to commit a hate crime. And like I said, I understand these things. I bought a suit. I was in a wedding. I was best man, and I bought a suit. I thought, you know, I'll go out. I'll buy a nice one. When I put it on, I decided, you know, I want to wear this more than one day. So I'll wear it around today. I walked out of the store. I ran into a friend of mine. I went, oh, this is easy. He looked me up and down. He went, how was court? But I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying to get better about things. I bought a hybrid. Unfortunately, you don't grow up overnight. And so I still get high and run out of gas on the Golden Gate Bridge with an Uber fare. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that it hasn't gone far, but it has. Buying a hybrid was a big deal. In my 20s, I was a bike messenger. And my nickname was World's Angriest Bike Messenger, and I lived up to the nickname. I once made a guy pee his pants, and I didn't even touch him. I did take the cigarette out of his mouth and put it out on his hand, but I actually did not touch him. And now I drive a Prius. I drive a Prius to Whole Foods to buy my dogs raw dog food. What I'm trying to say is that the 20-year-old version of me would beat the shit out of me and then explain how disappointed he was in us. So I'm pretty sure that the folks that are really into fisting were the kids that were really into puppets. What I'm trying to say is for a romantic man such as myself, dating can be a little confusing. A woman broke up with me recently, and I thought that was for the best because we were at that part in the relationship where I was pretty sure she was either going to break up with me or she was going to stab me. Like, I think it's as obvious that I've been stabbed as it is. You don't actually need to be stabbed to know how bad it sucks. But if you do, if you have been stabbed, you see the warning signs real early. And she sent me a text that said, I need to settle things with you tonight. You may ask yourself why I would go somewhere where somebody is most likely going to stab me. And I'll tell you this. We can all probably agree the makeup sex, that's a little more fun than regular sex. You get a little wilder. You say things you're probably embarrassed by later. Well, you'll have to take my word for this. I'm sorry I stabbed you sex is fucking amazing.
Like, it's so good. If an imaginary creature, like if Santa Claus came to my door tomorrow, I was like, young man, I will make sure you receive the best. I'm sorry I stabbed you sex ever for Christmas. But I'm going to have to stab you with these rusty shears. And I'm going to have to collect up front, man. I would say no. I'm a reasonable man. But it would probably come out an elongated no, because I'd be thinking, where is the local hospital? Can I negotiate where he's going to stab me? I'm just trying to say it's really good. So I showed up really high because I figure I should be high, you know, a little medicated before I was wounded. She met me in the kitchen. And at first I was like, oh, cool, because this is where the snacks are. And then when she turned her back on me, I was like, oh, yeah, this is also where people keep the sharp objects. And then she turned around empty-handed, which I was relieved because, you know, as much as I'm a guy and we kind of always think about getting laid, I was actually not in the mood to get stabbed. And looked at me and said, I want to tell you something. And I thought, oh, nice. She is going to break up with me. And then maybe there'll be some makeup sex and I'll go home happy. That'd be nice. Instead, she looked at me and said, I love you. I thought, oh, that's how fucked up I am. Like, I didn't think that was going to be on the menu. I didn't think that was going to be an option. It's also when I discovered I love you sex. Not as good as the other two. not even close. And so we're laying there. She looked over at me and said, I want you to keep in mind when I ask you this question that I am an expert in nonviolent communication. I thought, oh, shit. I hope she stabs me. That is the only way this night's getting any better. The way this is going, this is going to end in a lonely, frustrated hand job at home. And she looked at me and said, what's my middle name? I went, I give up at this point. So I just went, I don't know. And she said, you could forget my middle name. I let you put your penis in me in various locations. You could forget my middle name. You are the worst. I'm like, yeah, I am the worst person ever. What's my middle name? She'd forgotten, so she broke up with me. All right, so I told John I was going to tell this story really quick. It was about the time, and I'm telling this story only because I get to say the most fucked up, messed up line I've ever come up with to say on stage. So when I was a young man, I was not a very good I didn't have a good job resume, and I was not a very good criminal. And so I decided to photocopy dollar bills and receive the change from change machines, which I was doing great job at until a fellow commuter told the police. I was tackled in the BART station and led down Market Street in handcuffs, and off to jail I went. At the jail, there was a group of migrant workers and this rapper, Rappin' Forte, in the holding cell, and me in the holding cell. It was an interesting little mix. So I was minding my business, Rappin' Forte was minding his business, and then he had to make a phone call, and he had a big bag of commissary. He got on the phone, picked up his phone, he's talking to his girl, and one of the guys, the migrant workers, I guess thought that the bag was communal property and decided to dig around in it. And it was great, because this is literally all that happened. All I heard was Rappin' Forte go, hold on, baby, let me take care of something. Okay, baby, what were you saying? No, I'll be out tomorrow. Like, he knocked the dude out, didn't miss a stride, back to his conversation. It was amazing. There was no punchline. I just wanted to say that because I told John I'd tell him that. But on that visit, like I said, I was going to leave you with the most screwed up line I've ever said on stage. On that visit, I discovered that hearing a man raped in the middle of the night is what actually changed me from deciding that a career in criminality was not in my cards. I wish that was actually true. It was actually sitting around waiting for court they did that. And so the truth of it is that even an unfortunate amount of non-consensual ass play was not enough to dissuade me from crime. And I'm going to leave you with this. What did the magician say on the bad date? Now watch me cut the bill in half and disappear.
We're down to our last two comments.